This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Scott Ganowski. Conservative radio talk show host Rush Limbaugh was inducted into the Hall of Famous Missourians on Monday in a ceremony that was kept under wraps until less than an hour before it happened. Marshall Griffin was there.
Word of the ceremony leaked out after various media members spotted Limbaugh inside the Missouri Capitol. The ceremony was by invitation only, and the audience consisted of GOP lawmakers and family and friends. Limbaugh told the audience that other members of his family were more deserving of the honor, but he also thanked House Speaker Stephen Tilley for not rescinding it.
He hung in. He was tough. Laughed at them when they called his office, which is what you have to do, because they're deranged. They literally are deranged. This is where my family now forgets I'm here.
House Democrats criticized Limbaugh's induction. They want Governor Nixon's Office of Administration to forbid Rush's bust from being displayed in the Hall of Famous Missourians. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Members of the Columbia Board of Education are considering a proposal that would change how student transportation operates within Columbia Public Schools. The proposal allows student buses to run routes for three different schools each day instead of the current system designed for buses to run just two routes. Adding a third set of routes could potentially eliminate as many as 50 buses from the fleet while also allowing more bus drivers to work full-time. The proposal would require schools to stagger their start times. David Wilson is the coordinator of transportation within the Columbia Public Schools.
We also have to consider that in the mornings, more so now than ever before, buses need to arrive at schools 20 minutes before the final bell so that the students can get in and have time for breakfast.
Board members at Monday night's board meeting said they plan to continue discussing the motion and also expressed interest in receiving public input. The state of Missouri is providing $2.3 million to help build special rooms at five Joplin schools designed to withstand severe weather. Governor Jay Nixon announced the funding Monday in a visit to Joplin, where recovery efforts continue from the tornado that destroyed thousands of buildings and killed 161 people last May 22nd. The safe rooms are expected to cost slightly more than $26 million. The federal government will pay nearly $20 million of the total. Local governments will contribute $4.2 million. The rooms are to be built at the new Joplin High School, East Middle School, and the Cecil Floyd, Emerson, and New Irving Elementary Schools. Missouri is also providing about $500,000 toward demolition of 90 properties in the area where the new high school will be built. And southeastern Missouri has had unusually sparse rainfall this spring, putting some sections in drought conditions. Extension Service agronomy specialist Sam Atwell told the Sykeston Standard Democrat that most of the region has received only about 0.2 inches in May. That puts the region about 9 to 10 inches behind the average rainfall for this point in the year. The U.S. Drought Monitor says New Madrid and Mississippi counties are in a moderate drought, and most of Scott and Stoddard counties are classified as abnormally dry. The Drought Monitor says moderate drought conditions also exist in parts of Scott, Stoddard, and Pemiscot counties. A surprise ceremony was held on Monday in the Missouri House Chamber, during which conservative radio talk show host Rush Limbaugh was inducted into the Hall of Famous Missourians. Last week, there were rumors that a bust of the controversial commentator had been delivered to the state capitol, along with a bust of former slave Dred Scott, who was posthumously inducted last Wednesday. House Democratic Leader Mike Tallboy called Limbaugh's induction an embarrassment.
In 30 days, the guy may say something on the air or in a group of people that puts everything that he's said to this point to shame. And that's quite frankly why we don't usually put people that are still alive into halls like this.
Tallboy says House Democrats want Governor Nixon's Office of Administration to bar Limbaugh's bust from being displayed in the Hall of Famous Missourians. A new report by the advocacy group American River says when it comes to managing flooding along the Missouri River, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers should rely on floodplains and wetlands, not levees and dams. But as Veronique LaCapra reports, the Corps doesn't see flood management as an either-or proposition.
John Grothouse of the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers in Kansas City hadn't yet seen the new report. But he says since last year's record flooding along the Missouri River, the Corps' priority has been to repair damaged flood control structures. And he says dams and levees will continue to be an important component of flood management.
The other component is looking at wise floodplain management measures in the floodplain. And one way to better manage floodplains is allow them some areas where it's feasible and where it's acceptable in the communities to restore to their natural functions.
Grothaus says the Corps has been working with landowners along the Missouri River to restore floodplain habitat as part of the Missouri River Recovery Program. I'm Veronique LaCapra.
More than 10 years after it was created, the Tiger Spot Mosaic in front of MU's Ellis Library was torn apart and hauled away on Monday morning. Lucas Udstein looked into what this will cost MU and what might come next.
Outside the library now, a concrete circle lies where the mosaic once was. Nathan Morris recently graduated from MU. For 2 years, he's worked as a tour guide on MU's campus and wasn't quite expecting the mosaic to be removed.
I always just made jokes that it was our pool was closed at the time because it had that ugly tarp over it. And honestly, it was kind of an eyesore, so I'm glad that it's not there anymore.
But MU had to pay the artist who created the work, Paul Jackson, just to remove it. When MU decided it wanted to repair or remove the Tiger Spot, Jackson sued. The university will pay Jackson $125,000 to relinquish his artist rights and drop his litigation. Jackson did not return KBIA's calls Monday, and Basie wasn't able to comment specifically on how MU arrived at the amount of $125,000. Lucas Udston, KBIA News.
For KBIA News, I'm Scott Kanowski.